USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard is being activated as residents in Mississippi's capital city are without safe running water due to lots of rain and flooding. Governor Tate Reeves made that decision, and he also declared a state of emergency. He noted Jackson can't produce enough water for many things, including everyday tasks like flushing toilets. Everything from gas to groceries is more expensive these days, but Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says it's not the administration's fault.
I would argue that inflation is from the past administration for not acting on COVID-19. When the economy got shut down, that administration had no plan to get people back to work.
Meanwhile, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is blaming the 40-year high inflation on all the spending the Democrats have done since taking control of all three branches of government. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The president is planning a trip to Pennsylvania to speak about reducing gun violence in the United States. Biden set to promote his Safer America plan. A law passed in New York has many doing a double take when in line at the grocery store.
If you're planning to buy a can of whipped cream in New York State, make sure to have ID with you. A little-known law passed by the state legislature last October is now getting noticed now that stores are enforcing it, limiting sales of the dessert topping to those who are at least 21 years old. The goal is to curb possible abuse of nitrous oxide among teens. Commonly known as laughing gas, the nitrous oxide in whipped cream canisters is referred to as whippets. For his part, State Senator Joseph Addabbo, who sponsored the law, says the target is the cartridges within the cans that contain the gas, not the whole can of whipped cream. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A former Trump administration official is speaking out after his name was not redacted in the affidavit released by the Justice Department on Friday.
The redacted FBI search warrant has left America with more questions than answers, as many accuse the DOJ and the FBI of going after President Trump for political reasons. Republican Kash Patel on Fox News is calling foul as the corrupt FBI intentionally left his name unredacted, causing his life to be threatened.
American citizens' names and search warrants are supposed to be redacted. This DOJ, with the same leadership that authorized the Russiagate, is now back in charge, had gone in to intentionally lift the redaction of just my name and then redact the next 7 consecutive pages. It was totally for political purposes. They don't care about the threats to my life, the racist message, and the hatred I see every day now, because they are publicly advertising for me to fail, to go to jail, and to be harmed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The family of former Buffalo Bills punter Matt Araiza is defending him against gang rape allegations. Araiza's parents releasing a statement saying a war has been waged against their son since the filing of the civil case. His parents say he has been extorted, discriminated against, harassed, and the subject of multiple and continuous threats of violence and death. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.